Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5 for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh. Check it out.
We're just discussing the backlash that Emma Friedman's copping at the moment because they were discussing the Tigers scandal on the one of those footy shows over the weekend, and she basically said, so what's happened was there is a topless photo of a girl wearing a medallion from them winning the grand final, and then it's been circulated and it's been spread amongst the club and then obviously amongst a lot of other people. So this girl is now suing. And they're trying to work out what they're going to do with the player who was the one that had the photo, whether or not he's going to get suspended, fined, whatever it is.
And now everyone's just trying to figure out where to put the blame.
Yeah.
Whereas I'd like to just figure out where the breakdown happens, about where people's common sense just stops working. Is this something that isn't said at home? Is it something that's not being taught at school? So I'm always just trying to go for that deeper meaning because this is something pretty important.
Well, I think why Emma's copping the backlash is because she said the woman should have thought about it more. And then people saying, well, you're actually shaming her. I always think that in the end, the traction and attention gets taken off the actual person who has spread this, which is the player. It's the guy. Why are we taking the attention off of them? They've done the wrong thing here.
They've definitely done the wrong
thing. Yes.
100% agree with you there. At the same time, I don't know if she was putting the blame on her. I think pragmatically, if you don't take the photo, it's never going to be shared. And I think that's what she's saying. I think that was from a pragmatic point of view.
Look,
I don't think it was shaming.
But, Emma did come out and said she feels very sorry for this woman.
Yeah.
But she said, but you have to think about these things. But then I've read a whole bunch of articles from people saying, look, sometimes in the moment, you get caught up in a moment. You might be intoxicated. You might do things you regret, those type of things. But also the encouragement behind it at the start and then you do something because someone's saying, you know, and you think it's a funny little thing between the two of you, and then you don't think that it's going to end up everywhere else.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever sent some photos that you didn't really want out there?
No, I haven't. Nah.
We don't know the reason as to why she wanted to take the photo. It could have just been unadulterated, feeling so good and letting go of your inhibitions.
Yeah.
People just want to express themselves. And if you're not allowed to do that, that's when we're getting in trouble.
Yeah, for that person.
Sure, for that person.
But then it comes down to respect.
Absolutely it does.
And so there was a lot of lack of respect there from the guy who's shared it with everyone.
What do we expect from bloody footy players? Or should we say that anymore? Where is the breakdown from the club? Where is the breakdown? You can join in the conversation, 13, 12, 16. If you're a teacher, are you holding classes now to let kids know what it means? Mm. Especially boys. Are you holding classes and telling boys that this stuff is unacceptable? It sounds strange even saying it. Well, but do they know what it means to share a photo that doesn't have any permission from the person that they've taken it of?
I think a lot of people are desensitized now because we do see so many things and so much on social media. It's, you know, people don't think about the emotional side effects that it's going to have from everyone involved and the embarrassment and shame that it is going to be from someone. But I did read an article from a female comedian and she said, you know, you get called a frigid or whatever if you don't do these things, but then you get called the opposite and the extreme if you do them. So it's like do I do it? Do I don't do it?
At a young age, you're so vulnerable and you're so willing to listen to what other people say, especially a wolf pack mentality, which guys can do. I would hope that, I just hope that there's more education.
It is really hard because you go...
Because it's different for me, right? And I told you numerous times I've sent videos and I've sent photos and that's just due to my narcissism.
Yeah.
Someone on Messenger just said, I think you're really cute. I thought it was a girl. And as soon as she said, I think you're cute, there goes my little thing. And I'm like, you know what? I might just send you some pictures of me having relations. I might send... Absolutely. Yeah, but that's my background.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I did that. It ended up being a guy and he ended up threatening me and saying, you know what, if you don't be nice to me, I'm going to send these videos and photos. I said, who to? And I also said, you know, it's nothing that I wouldn't be proud of anyway.
Would you care if that?
No, because I own it.
Yeah.
That's different for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is it different for me? It has to be different
for
me.
Yeah, but it's different and it's for every single person.
Right.
So, I think what you're saying with where you're teaching the respect and stuff, it's a value that needs to be instilled in people from a young age, the respect. Yeah. But there's only so much you can do with that. You can't depend and rely on everyone to instill those, because you get to an age where you make up your own mind.
Exactly.
You form your own values, your own opinions. It's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of that. Do you think he should get suspended?
I definitely think so.
Yeah.
I think it would send a really good message, and I mean that sincerely.
Mm. It really sucks for them that they were celebrating a win after so many years.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
This is really...
what it's come down to.
Yeah. Stupid.
Do you want me to run with this one?
Oh, I feel like you've got a thought in that brain of yours.
You know it, and it's not Harry Potter themed. I think we need to speak about that throughout the show later on. Now, I think this morning's all about Lisa Wilkinson. Wilco.
Oh, yes.
There's our thought. I mean, on the media landscape, if people are just catching up and you're getting up, you're not waking up with today's Lisa Wilkinson for the first time in 10 years.
Well, I saw that last night, and then I thought, oh, my God. This is so bizarre that she didn't even say today's my last show, did she? She didn't.
No.
She pretty much came out after that, and there was a statement revealed saying we can't meet her expectations, which I think is a really shitty way to start a statement. They put themselves first. Channel 9 said,
"Tools, I like this."
Oh, they
did. No, I like it.
Isn't it? Channel 9 regrets that we can't meet Lisa's expectations straight away, I think. Putting that term out there for people to say she's a diva, and then they say we thank Lisa.
Ignorant people will think that she's a diva, and smart people will see the class that she has. See her response? Just wanting to thank everyone for the 10 years.
Yeah.
And then an hour later gets to be able to report that she moves to Channel 10 and she wins because she's a talent. And,
what a game.
And so good for Channel 10 and so good for the project.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening if you're just catching up. She's moving over in 2018 to Channel 10 and start the show there.
To not even acknowledge how awful. It must have been.
It's hard to report for us.
Yeah, it is.
Because we just don't have any idea from the inside. We're only reporting, literally, I found out on Twitter.
Mm.
Twitter's breaking news.
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter before it even happened on mainstream, and then an hour later I saw it. But, yeah.
Well, I remember when in Victoria, we'd done a show, finished the show, and they said that was your last show. So we didn't even know that was our last show. That's brutal as. She would have known, but not being able to.
Yeah.
She wanted to thank her audience most of all.
Yes.
She said, you know, everyone's been so loyal.
Yes.
She didn't even get the opportunity to do that on that show, to tell them.
She deserves to.
Yeah.
100%. I mean, that's just a foolish statement. But what the industry that we
that
really are
piss
in.
That is so many people off.
It's awkward this morning.
Oh, yeah.
The way they have to go through the newspapers and have a look at reporting on the front page, and one of them was Lisa Wilkinson obviously leaving the Today Show. Then Carl had to say that. He goes, we will be touching on this later on. And it's like, do you have to say?
You've been together for 10 years on that show. Oh, my God. Yeah. It is going to make people watch it today, that's for sure.
I wonder what will happen when if the day comes for us and how that will be reported.
Just gone. I'll report it. Don't worry.
You know,
you'll get full coverage.
But without being too silly, what an industry. She leaves doing the TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, she's bleeding her life, and then that's it.
Yeah, I can't get over it. I love her. She is so talented. She's so respected. She's so professional and classy.
Yes.
She's a beautiful woman, and I cannot wait to watch her on the project.
And that is our thought from Joel and Tools.
Yes.
And we know that there is more to life than TV and radio, but you know what? Not really. Stick with us and we'll take you to the top. That's all that counts.
There's a lot more. Your power lies in your true authenticity. So try find that, yeah?
Here we go. She either read or did something yesterday.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast, Hit 105.5.